Coming. I'm ready. Oh, I think I am. Sorry, I'm feeling a little bit self-conscious back here. So, just kind of steal myself. Take a deep breath. Hi. Sorry, I got all dressed up. Because, you know, we're going on a proper date. And I wanted to look nice. I kind of look like a used car salesman. I'm sorry. I'm overthinking it. It's just a date with you at night. I don't normally go out at night. You know, the only time I really go out to eat is making, reservations at tea houses. Usually for one, but recently for two, which is nice. But I haven't made, like, a reservation for dinner at, like, a fancy restaurant. Ever. So I'm a little bit out of my element, just slightly. Just a little bit. Either way, hope you like it. Got a special bow tie. Looks kind of like my regular bow tie, but it's got a slightly higher thread count, and I kind of ditched the hat for now. I love my hat. I love my hat to death. But, the reason I started wearing it was kind of to hide the stripe on my head. I mean, the tail kind of makes that a moot point, doesn't it? But, you know, I don't feel like hiding tonight. I just feel like being myself with my stripe and you. Yeah, I hope that's all right. It is. You think I look nice? Oh, thanks. You look nice too. I'm glad. It's just, you know, this is nice. This is really, really nice. I'm not going to make too much of a point of mentioning how nice it is, even though I want you to know this is really nice. Anyway, I am rambling. We should go ahead and get on towards the dates. do all that. Ow. Oh, dear. That was a book. Oh, God, I should really get, like, some safety awnings or something installed. Still, it didn't hit me that hard, so maybe it's fine? What book is it? The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Huh. Well, like I said, I don't think it hit me that hard, so should be fine. Shall we go on our date? I'm not fooling you at all, am I? That's why I like you. You're ever a smart cookie. Oh, goodness. In any case, I wouldn't be overly worried. This is actually all according to plan. You see, Oreo's done a couple of experiments, and with this book in particular, how hard it hits our head mostly decides how long I'll be around. You have no idea how many small concussions he gave himself trying to figure out what the perfect amount of time would be for me to take over. He's dialed it in to the point where I will be here for almost exactly 12 hours. And you've got a date tonight. So, instead of fussing and fretting, why don't you go on a date with me, Hydrox? It'll be fun, won't it? You can't say you're not tempted, right? We both know how much you enjoy this sort of attention, and Oreo wants to let you know that it's all right to have those fantasies. Variety is, how they say, the spice of life, and I am quite the fan of spice. In any case, why not indulge, Why not have a night free of inhibition? I can tell that you want to say yes, so why don't you? I am still Oreo. You are still going on a date with Oreo, but a different side of Oreo. A slightly more outgoing side. So, shall we? Very good. Onwards and upwards, shall we? Oh, goodness. It feels so good to get out at night. There's a certain difference in the city in this hour. You can hear the crickets, the streets, everybody's off work. Everyone's a little more relaxed. If you're going somewhere at this hour, it's not to get anything done, it's for pleasure. You can feel that in the air. I've always had a certain appreciation for it. Oh, Really, it just feels good to walk around with a bit of a swish in my tail. You know, it's hard to live with such a literally large part of yourself that people are frightened of. You're trained to keep it close. Don't knock anything over. Don't accidentally brush anyone's shoulder. Today, no. Today I feel like letting my stripe flare. I'm with you. I'm happy. If people want to cross the street when I walk down it, that's their business, isn't it? Sorry, since normally, if I am out and about, I'm locked in the bookstore. I've never actually been outside like this. You know that, right? I've been into some of the deeper corners of the bookstore as Hydrox, but I've never been outside in the world with you. Thank you for allowing me such. I do appreciate it. The same way I appreciate the sounds of the night. In any case, enough of my rambling. I believe we're here. Oh, yes, I know, it's quite fancy, but you're worth it, right? Normally, Oreo wouldn't splurge, as we don't have that much money, but, you know, when you're doing a lot of experimenting with a magical book that grants you a little more confidence, suddenly that secret gold under the fantasy section seems a lot more accessible. Dragons can be cowed, you know. That reminds me of one of my favourite Neil Gaiman quotes. Stories are important, not because they teach us dragons exist, but because dragons can be beaten. Or politely cajoled into sharing some gold with those who they cohabitate with. It's not as though he uses it for anything but betting. And besides, you and I deserve the break. Anywho, there's no waiting to be seated at a restaurant like this. You just walk in like you own the place, because everyone who eats at a place like this basically thinks they do. Alright, let's take a seat. Allow me to pull your chair out. I know. Normally I don't use scent constructs while out and about, but tonight I do. Comfortable? Grand.
Oh, hi. Sorry about the wait. We're a little understaffed tonight.
Oh, not to worry at all. We've hardly been waiting.
So what'll it be?
I think two orders of the house special. Yes? Seems my date for the evening agrees.
Ah, very good. Thank you very much, sir. I'll be right back.
Thank you very much. We look forward to getting our food. I do have to say, it is quite nice to be in such opulent surroundings. Oreo tends to avoid places like this. Because after you reach a certain price tag, you attract a certain clientele. A certain clientele that doesn't quite appreciate people who are outside of societal norms, of which I suppose I am very outside of those societal norms. But today I don't care, so we'll just enjoy each other's company. While you have me, are there any questions you'd like to ask? How do I feel about the bookstore? Oh, I see, you're worried about me. You remember the journal, Edgar, The Vanishing. You're concerned something's going to happen to me, and that's not unwarranted. I suppose I will be frank with you. Being in charge of the bookstore is strange, scary sometimes. I'm not afraid to admit that. It's just, you know about the ley lines, yes, that run all over the town? Well, I'm sorry if I seem nervous when I'm not like this, like I'm always on edge. It's just, there's a lot to worry about, particularly as day by day we discover more about the bookstore. You know more granularly about ley lines, right? About how they're a channel for magical energy? Where from? I don't know. But it's why this little town is so strange, and why strange sorts of people tend to end up here. It's a branching network of roots, like a tree. Or perhaps a mushroom would be more apt. Lots of small tendrils of magic that stretch out across the world. Draw people in, if they're attuned. They say that strange people have a little bit of magic in them, and every town has places like this. Mine is just larger, bigger, perhaps more powerful. I'm not sure if there's a reason for it. Perhaps every used bookstore is at the end of one of these routes, and mine just happens to be the closest. Perhaps there's some eldritch being that has an appreciation for literature. I don't know, but imagine, just imagine, you have that unlimited potential beneath your feet. The ability to go anywhere, do anything. But the problem is, you're decent. You're a decent person, kind to a fault. So you don't let anybody in, just in case. Just in case they get lost. Just in case they'd be hurt. After a long time of that, you'd be a pretty lonely, shy sort of person, wouldn't you? At least some of the time. Oreo was lonely and shy even before the bookstore. Imagine what all this has done to him. To me. Until you, that is. Though I think you know how special you are to me. To him. And that perhaps makes him more worried than ever.
Here we go, two house specials, fresh from the kitchen.
Ah, lovely timing. Thank you.
By the way, can I ask you a question?
You may.
You wouldn't happen to be the owner of that bookstore on Main Street, would you?
Well, I'm the very same, yes. Pardon, you have me at a bit of a disadvantage. I'm not used to being recognized. You've simply got me all aflutter. Now that you say that, I recognize you. You came in looking for the Wonderling by Maria Bartok.
Oh, haha, that's right. Wow, I didn't think you'd remember me. It's just, you were really helpful, you know? It's a kid's book, and I was really nervous about asking.
No need to be nervous. Read whatever gives you joy and pleasure. I'm happy to help in such endeavors.
Oh, well, thank you. I really appreciate it, and I wanted to say it's good to see you out of the shop.
And it's good to see you as well. I hope you enjoyed the book.
I have! It's got a great fairy tale style, and... Oh, sorry, still understaffed. Gotta run, but thanks again.
Oh, no trouble at all. What a nice fellow. Very pleasant. To finish our thought, I'm all right. Oreo is all right. We're simply anxious. That is our disposition. And we've come to accept and cope with that. But I wanted to let you in a little further, because I think you've earned that. You've earned honesty, earnestness, and connection. And I do not trifle in such matters. In any case, feel free to eat up. Looks delicious, doesn't it? I haven't eaten something this expensive since... Maybe never. I should fix that.
Oh my god, can't you get anything right?
Oh dear. Well, that doesn't seem right at all, does it?
I'm sorry, ma'am. It's just we're understaffed. But, you know, we're trying our best.
Well, try harder, or I'll be talking to your manager, Buster.
Pardon me, just a moment. I have an errand to run.
That's it.
But do feel free to watch.
The way you act, I'm shocked. You just... How do you still have a job?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, ma'am. I'll be right back.
Excuse me, madam.
Yes? Oh, how can I help you?
Oh, nothing. It's just, as another member of the service industry, I thought I would give you a friendly bit of advice. You should treat the people who handle your food better. That is, unless you'd like to continue dining alone.
Wow, how dare you? Who are you? No one asked for your opinion. I didn't ask for your opinion.
True. You did not directly ask, no. But I feel the way you comport yourself invites a certain healthy criticism from people with empathy.
The way I comport myself? And who do you think you are? A skunk telling me about social manners? The absolute nerve. Or didn't you notice that your side of the restaurant is empty? I'm shocked they allowed you in here. Now, why don't you go and mind your own business, scamper around, and go off. Stop fouling up my air.
Ah. So that's how we're going to play it. Fouling up the air, you say?
Yes, now leave.
And what does that... smell like, exactly?
What do you mean, smell like? I don't know, like garbage and eggs and sour milk. It's horrible. Ew, like sneakers. Absolutely Excuse me, is that lavender?
Ah, yes, lavender. That's a good scent for you, isn't it?
What are you...
Shh. Shh. There, just breathe deep. It's all right, There we go. Just breathe deep for me, why don't you?
But I don't...
No. Don't try to think. Though, it's not as though you were doing that anyway. Instead, focus on me and on that lovely scent fouling the air. Good. We've met your kind before. The sort who thinks workers are automatons for their pleasure. I must say, not a fan. No. Your time for talking is over, madam. I fear you've done quite enough of that. Instead of talking, we're going to try something else. Listening. Why don't you look me in the eye, so that we can make sure the message gets through? I'm loath to touch you, but do I have scent for that? Now that I've got a grip on your chin, to help us meet eye to eye, as it were, here's what you are going to do. You are going to be the perfect customer. You are going to be polite, undemanding, and kind. And after you've eaten a delicious meal that you do not appreciate, you are going to tip that young man as much as you are able.
As much as I'm able.
Very good. Also, whenever you hear a bell, you're going to quack like a duck.
Quack.
Good. Very good. And now, you and everyone in this room are going to forget this little interaction. Enjoy your meal. I shan't say it was a pleasure meeting you, because it hasn't been one. But you have a nice day. Ta-da! Sorry about that. It's just when I'm in this state of mind, I can hardly let such things go unchecked. Although, judging from the look on your face, you don't exactly mind, do you? Lovely. In any case, while we eat, I'll talk about one more bit of business. For the sake of earnestness and honesty, I must say, during my experiments to make this happen, I noticed something strange. I tend to hum and sing to myself when I'm alone. And lately, I've noticed something humming back, repeating whatever song I might sing. And it echoes throughout the town. I've noticed there's a coffee shop on the corner. I was humming Levine Rose one day when I went in for coffee because I needed something stronger than tea. I didn't hum the song inside the coffee shop. I hummed it on the way there, but when I went inside, I noticed the barista was also humming it. It seems to be true also with anything I might hum. Raindrops keep falling on my head. Can't take my eyes off of you. Anything at all. It's very strange. And lately, I've noticed the voice is taking on a new tone. It's perhaps feminine, perhaps not, but something is borrowing from me. Something is taking the things I like, the things I fear, and coalescing them into something new. And I don't know what that is. But I'm going to be far less confident and far more nervous than I am now, going forward. And I may need your strength to get through. Once more into the breach, dear friends. But I'm glad to have you at my side. Anyway, let us finish our dinner and go home. I feel so refreshed. That was very nice. Thank you once again for coming with me. I'm sorry I let myself loose a little bit there. To be quite honest, I don't like telling people to do things they wouldn't do otherwise. To me, that's not what hypnosis is for. It's not how hypnosis works in real life. It's only through the magic of this bookstore that I can do it at all. To me, hypnosis is to calm the mind, to quiet intrusive thoughts, and to simply let one exist how one might like to. That's why I like it when I do it with you. You're willing. You're malleable. I haven't hypnotized you in some time. I think Oreo has been somewhat worried about how the effects of the bookstore might further augment our strange powers. But tonight, I would love to hold you in the palm of my hand. I would love it if you would give me that trust to completely give your mind over to my will for just a little while while we spend time in the book nook together. Would you enjoy that? Very good. So, I have your consent. Very nice. Come, over here. Allow me to simply steer you over to the book nook. I've been wanting to wrap my tail around you all night, because I know you're going to spend the entire evening in that fluffy embrace. Sit with me. Very good. Now that you're relaxed, I want you to think of a smell. The best smell you can imagine. Something you've put thoughts of happiness into. Thoughts of calm. Thoughts of relaxation. Now take a deep breath for me. Very good. And as you breathe, I want you to think about that smell. To hold it in your mind. To imagine it. Whatever you've picked is fine. There are no wrong answers here. Very good. Very good. And now that you're floating on a cloud of that scent, I want you to imagine yourself sinking deep. You can imagine you're sinking into my tail if you like. Sinking into a big part of me. I often think about hypnosis as a form of fusion, really. Though, you are in a way submitting to my will, the very act of doing that makes it different for every person. Every hypnotist and every thrall makes for a different experience, a different encounter. I've not hypnotized many people in my life, but you are my absolute favorite. Because the fusion of you and the fusion of me makes something new and good. A kind of love of sorts. Pardon me for being sappy, I am still Oreo. But in any case, simply continue to breathe and feel my softness. Continue to imagine yourself sinking down into a cloud of that plush, into the memory of that scent, into the feeling of that scent. My scent hands are coming out now. I'm going to gently cup your face and stroke your hair. You are gorgeous. I just want you to know. I know it's sometimes you don't think so, but I, an Oreo, think you are the most gorgeous thing ever. The most perfect thing to ever exist. And of course, that's not true. No one's perfect. You're not perfect. But somehow your imperfections make you even better. My affection for you is genuine, in every form. I think part of the reason I enjoy hypnotizing you is that I can let you know that fully, with no barriers, no gaps. I like you a lot. And I want to hold you close for as long as I'm able, no matter what the bookstore tosses at us. Deep breaths. Lower, lower. Sinking into a cloud of fluff. All anxieties, all worries, washed away with a gentle wind. Very nice. Very nice. You and I are going to be here till morning, but I think you don't mind that at all. Oh, goodness. Did we fall asleep on the couch? Why, the strangest dream. I hypnotized this woman in a restaurant. Oh, that happened, didn't it? Okay. Interesting. Sorry, I probably should have asked before making a whole plan. Was it romantic, though? Was I romantic? I remember the whole thing, but I've got all of these second thoughts about how I should have done things or not. You keep kissing me by surprise. I really don't mind. I really don't mind at all. Oh, goodness. Anyway, I'm glad you enjoyed the date. I'm glad you enjoy toying with me, even if it's sometimes dangerous. And thanks so much for spending the night. Do you want to help me open the store? You would? Thank you. Thank you very much.